Hello, everyone. Welcome to Reiki Radio. I am your host, Yolanda Williams. And today I am coming to you a few days early because there are a few things coming up that I want to share with you that I don't want you to miss out on. And those events are happening this week. So we'll get into all of that a little later. But what I really wanted to talk to all of you about today is the acceleration of light. This has been coming up a lot, and I think it's partially due to us being at the end of the year, and we have so much that seems to be moving so quickly. Partially because of the hustle and bustle of the holidays, and you know, everyone is trying to get things in order and organizing a lot of different things in our lives. But we also have that background noise of preparation for the new year and who we are, where we are now, where we want to be, who we're becoming, and whatever our plans may be for the new year. Now, if you have listened to Reiki Radio for some time, you know I'm not big on setting new year resolutions, but I do like to look at what I am creating and what I am building. And all of this, of course, is based on our energy and our perspective, what we're pouring our energy into and what action we're putting behind what it is we want to create. So with this acceleration of light, what I've noticed, not only in sessions, but also with different students of mine, I've noticed that a lot of people seem to be connecting with higher levels of consciousness much more rapidly than they have in the past few years. So not only does there seem to be even more interest and more people starting to question what their abilities are and how to use these different abilities, it seems that people are absorbing this information much more quickly than we used to. And that's very natural, of course, because as we all shift and change and grow and evolve, we influence the overall field of consciousness. And so as more people begin to, I like to say, plug in and access higher levels of consciousness, the easier it becomes for those who come behind. So this is not really a strange thing, but it's something that I wanted to talk about because you may be going through that yourself, noticing an acceleration of light within your own field of consciousness, recognizing your own curiosity or draw or connection to understanding yourself in deeper levels, or really starting to claim and own and recognize that you are intuitive or that you have certain abilities to manipulate, transform, and shape energy in ways that perhaps you were unaware of before, or maybe you questioned and doubted before. So whatever it may be, we're going to talk about that today and tie it all into this new year that's coming up, which is a universal year 9 in the system of numerology. Now, before we talk about the new year, I just want to back up and look at what the past few years have been like that have kind of led us to this space. Now, a few years ago, we had a universal year 7. So that was last year, 2014, was a universal year 7. And that year was all about spirituality. The number 7 is about our own spirituality, but with that comes introspection. We really at that time started to look inward, look in at ourselves, who we are. A lot of questions were coming up, and people, a lot of us were starting to go again more boldly towards who we are and trying to understand that. But with looking in at who we are, a lot of times that can be difficult and it can be hard when we realize what it is we're holding on to. And it can be even more difficult if we don't really explore why. And we don't always have to understand every detail of what we hold, but there are certain energies within our field that it is a benefit to us to have understanding around it, just so that we can forgive whatever we're holding on to emotionally or energetically that's tied to that emotion or that energetic imprint. So 2014, spirituality, open up that can of worms. Last year, we were really looking in at ourselves. And then we moved into this year, 2015, which was or is a universal year 8. Now, the number 8 is all about prosperity and abundance, but the number 8 is also about balance. So in this year, we were already, you know, starting out the year very introspective on the heels of 2014, looking at ourselves and trying to gain understanding, or maybe it was just that little background noise, you heard your heart starting to scream, wake up, look at yourself, look at what you're doing, look at what you're creating. And then we move into the space where we're trying to seek balance. But what's interesting about creating balance is sometimes there are things that we need to subtract or add in order to find that balance in our lives. So this year, there was a lot of letting go, a lot of letting go of things that no longer fit, that no longer align with who we are, or, you know, we've just outgrown a lot of things. And we talked about on the last show about how we are very authentic at different periods or points in our lives. But as we shift, grow, and change, our perspectives and our wants and needs and our concerns, all of those things will change as well. And so we have to make changes within our lives in order to align with what is true for us today. So there was a lot of that going on throughout this year. And again, you know, it's all about our matter of perspective. For some of us, and depending on what the situation is, you may have had a situation that you had to let go of or move on from, or, you know, it could have been an experience, it could have been a relationship, it could have been anything. And on one hand, it may have been hard to let go because some things are very familiar to us. They become very comfortable to us. But depending on how you look at it, you may have been able to see the lessons and can recognize that it's also an opportunity for a new beginning. It's all about balance. And one of the things that I want to point out is balance when it comes to us and our energy is not about 50-50. It's about really making room and time to take care and nurture yourself on every level. That's your physicality, your mentality, your spirituality. Making time for you, and also nurturing and giving back and taking care of others. There's balance in giving and receiving. So, when I was thinking about talking to you about this today and this acceleration of light, one of the things that goes along with this is, you know, with the rapid change that occurs, and you may be noticing a lot of shifts and changes within yourself, a lot of questions come along with that. There are points in time in the process that can be very exciting, but we also tend to like hit a wall, or sometimes things just seem to plateau and we're like, what is going on? We have to be aware of how we are growing and how we are changing so that we can kind of like roll with the punches, so to speak. When we can recognize what we're holding on to and what we may be resisting, it helps us to recognize what we may need to heal, what we may need to forgive, how we may need to make some type of adjustment to create balance for ourselves. Now, the reason this is so important, again, is because we are not only moving more rapidly in this acceleration of light and becoming more aware of who we are and what matters to us, but we also have this push and this energy of this new year right here, you know, on the heels of our feet. Now, the year 2016 that we're approaching is a universal year 9. And in the system of numerology, the number 9 is the ending of a cycle. So when we think of an ending, again, it's all about perspective. Yes, sometimes an ending is really a way of looking at a new beginning. But when we think about ending a cycle, I also want you to think about this as moving into a year of elevation. Sometimes we have to let go or change or transform certain things in order to move ahead. We have to realize what it is that we have learned along the way so that we can use what we've learned in order to access deeper levels of understanding. You know, we've talked about this before as well. We have different challenges that we face, and we can look at the challenges as something that has beat us up, or we can see how we learned from the challenge and how we've moved on stronger than we were before. And if we learned from whatever we experienced, we can then share, pay it forward, help someone else that is going through something similar. But we can also help ourselves by knowing how to navigate something similar in the future. But that's another way of creating balance and letting go, is just by giving back. So as we prepare for the new year, I want you to even think about how you can give back in some way. You've had this accumulation of knowledge, right? While you were growing, you have learned a lot throughout all of the years of your life. But if we just think about, just consider the last few years, you have learned a lot. And a lot of what you learned can not only help you as you progress, but it may be able to help someone else on their path. So how can you share? How can you let go by giving back? Now, when we are doing this, one of the things I want to point out as well, it makes me think of, I have some students who are very interested in crystals and doing crystal grids and things like this. And one of them, I even suggested to her that she may want to teach a class on crystals. And the reason was, is because when we are sharing with other people, or when we are teaching or giving back in some way, although we can process and learn the information for ourselves on some level, when we know we are giving back to help someone else, a lot of times that will motivate us to attain even more information and more knowledge, because we feel a sense of obligation or responsibility and that we're going to be helping someone else understand. So in the process of sharing or helping or teaching another person, you're also in essence teaching yourself and deepening your own levels of understanding. So for those of you, I don't know why this is coming up to tell you, there must be a reason. For those of you out there that are even practicing energetic techniques such as Reiki, you know, practice. If you have learned a certain technique, you are going to learn so much more and deepen your understanding through your practice, through sharing with other people. And if you've recently done your master level training, although, you know, sometimes it can be a little nerve-wracking, you know, wondering, am I going to teach okay? Will I be okay as a teacher? All of these different things. But you'll never know until you put yourself out there for the experience and try. And again, you will learn so much more and deepen your own understanding through the process of sharing and teaching and paying it forward. So we can all keep that in mind, no matter what your job is, no matter what you do. You can share what you know. It makes me think, I have another student who volunteers. She actually is a Reiki master teacher at this point, but she also volunteers helping youth with helping them with meditation and also with art. And so even though she's giving back in a very particular type of way, she's learning so much more in the process of sharing that will go so much deeper than just the art itself and will go so much deeper than just the meditation itself. We learn and grow in our exchanges, and we learn and grow so much more than we could ever anticipate in our exchanges, because we never know what each person is going to bring to the table. You know, if you listen to the show, you've heard me say a million times, I love hearing from you. I love your emails. I love, when I get to work with you all in sessions and classes. And I truly do. I love it for so many reasons. But one of the best things for me is how much I learn from everyone. And sometimes it's just through a question. I receive emails every day of people asking me questions, usually related to energy healing. And your questions really will spark something in me to make me think about something differently than I've thought about it before. Or your questions will make me realize there are certain aspects that I may not have considered or took for granted just because, you know, I'm in my own routine of what I do. So these exchanges that we have, it's really creating balance in some level in our lives, because those exchanges really are about giving and receiving. So as we move into this new year and this new energy, I want you to really consider what you have learned and appreciate how you've changed and how you've grown. And most likely you are very different now than you were even, you know, the beginning of this year. You may have new perspectives, new levels of understanding, and new levels of awareness. From the beginning of the year till now, you may be very much more aware of what you are able to do. Or you may be even more curious about what you're able to do. But the reason you're even questioning is because there's something in you that already knows. There is a part of you that already knows that you are so much more capable than you even dare to imagine or realize. And that's really what makes this process so fun. You know, I love to teach Reiki. And one of the reasons is because I know it really is like opening a doorway for people. On one level with Reiki, it helps us to understand that we are energetic. And it helps to give us clarity around how we are able to transform energy. It gives us a new perspective on ourselves and other people and life in general. I mean, it does many other things. But that is one of the best things about it to me, is it really does open us up to seeing things in new ways, to deepening our understanding. And then we start to question and start to seek and want to know more about what it is we are capable of and what it is we're able to do. And all of our paths will be unique. We will all be drawn or led to different techniques and different modes of study, and even creating different experiences that help us grow based on our own soul evolution or our own soul's journey or our own heart's calling. And in that process of our own learning and exploration, again, the key is to share and pass that on. Help ourselves and also be willing to extend the reach to help others. We're all in this together. So we're moving into this new level of who we are. We're going into this universal 9 year. Again, 9 is about endings, but it's also new beginnings. We're moving into the next level of who we are. So we had that Universal Year 7, last year, spirituality, looking in at ourselves. We had this year, the number 8, all about balance. What did we have to let go of? What did we have to heal? What did we have to transform? What were we ready to accept into our lives to create that balance? And all of this was preparing us for this new level of awareness, these new levels of understanding. When we think about this, and you just think for a moment about what you have been considering in your own life lately, what is it that you have been learning, or what is it that you feel that you want to now explore? What comes up for you? And have you already been thinking about, because we've talked about it on the last few shows, what you've been pouring your energy into? And have you even taken the time to put energy towards what it is you want to experience and create? Now again, this is a good way to think about an ending, right? So if we think about 2016 being a 9 and a year of completion, it's even more opportunity to let go. Let go so you can show up in the new level of who you are. And in that process of letting go, it's about really transformation of energy, and it's really about transformation of our perspective, and it's about doing things differently, showing up in our lives differently. So what are you ready to shift and change? I, yesterday,
I have whiteboards in my house, and I, every now and again, you know, ideas will come through and I'll just write them on whiteboards and whatever. So I was whiteboarding yesterday, and I made this graph, and I sectioned it off into 3 categories: self-care, relationships, and career. And in those categories, I was considering, what is ideal for me? What would I like to create? What would I like to experience? And then I thought about my noise that I may be carrying in each category. What are my fears, my doubts, my old stories, anything I'm holding on to that may be preventing or blocking me from experiencing what is most ideal for me? And, you know, to do something like this, we have to be very honest with ourselves, right? And then I also considered the roles that I play in all 3 categories. How do I show up for myself and my self-care? What is the balance there between taking care of myself and helping others? What is the role in my relationships? And this even includes, you know, friendships, your family. And what role do I play in my career? And in all of these, I also considered what motivates me. What is my motivation behind what I do and why I do it? And what feels right and true to me that I'm doing today? And how am I changing? And where do I need to transform in order to align with what is right and true for me today? So when we talk about letting go, sometimes it's just a matter of changing the way we do things. I think we hear let go and it sounds so drastic. But sometimes it's just, you know, about making alterations. But think about the different areas of your life, how you have grown, how you are growing, and what would be most beneficial for you and where you are today. What would help you grow into the next level of who you are? What do you want to experience in the year ahead? Now, the reason I did the show a few days early, aside from wanting you to think about where you're at in this acceleration of light, I also wanted to tell you about a few different events that are coming up this week, actually. So I believe I talked about it on the last show, but I was invited to be a part of a spirituality symposium, which started yesterday, and it goes until December 10th. And it's an online event with 40 different teachers and 40 different free online courses. And I will be hosting a class on December 10th. And I believe it's at 4:30 p.m. Pacific, which would be 7:30 Eastern. And it's called Program Your Energy to Customize Your Life. And in that event, it will be a guided experience where we go through the process of an exercise, really, to help you learn how to transform your own energy to align with what it is you want to create for yourself. Everything that we talk about on this show. So if you want to join me for that, you can go to my website, which is yuchi.com. That's yewchi.com. And on the homepage, you scroll down and you'll see a picture that says free online course. You click on that. And then you want to be sure to register for the class. The other thing I wanted to let you know is that on the 11th, which is the day after the class, is the new moon. So we have this new moon coming up in Sagittarius. So it's our last new moon of this year. And as you know, the new moons are very representative of beginning a new cycle. And we're in the Sagittarius energy. The Sagittarius is the archer. It's about what you are aiming for. So we're going to do a new moon meditation, which is on Friday, December the 11th. And if you want to join me for that, you can also get more information about that on my website. Again, there is a link for that provided on the home page. And I, of course, as always, I would love to see all of you there. And then finally, when I was thinking about this and how much people are becoming so much more aware of what it is they are and what they're able to do and trying to align and connect with their intuitive abilities and their ability to transform energy, I wanted to also share with you the opportunity to work with me for 8 weeks one-on-one in the intuitive mentoring program. And of course, you can get more information about that on my website as well. But this is all about a new year and a new you, and really preparing ourselves energetically for this new energy that we're moving into. And there is nothing wrong with where you are right now. I just want to make that very clear. There is nothing wrong with you. And it's not as if like, oh, you have to change to be a better person. No, we grow and change through our experiences, but oftentimes we resist how we are growing because we are so familiar and comfortable with what, you know, we're used to. Or sometimes we're just afraid of the unknown and what's to come. But this growth, it's all part of life, and so we should embrace it. We came here to learn and to grow. So it's just a matter of how we choose to allow ourselves to navigate that process of growth, and how we choose to allow ourselves to access deeper levels of understanding, and how we choose to allow ourselves to align with what is right and true for us. So as always, I hope today's episode gave you plenty to think about. Be sure to hop over to my website, yuchi.com, to get more information about the upcoming events. And while you're there, if you're not already signed up for the newsletter, be sure to sign up for my newsletter. And that way you'll have access to my free Creating with the Moon and Stars workbook. And that kind of guides you through some techniques to help you learn how to create and manifest more consciously. So I hope that you all have a beautiful week ahead. I hope to see you in the online course at the symposium and also at the new moon meditation on Friday. I thank you for showing up for me. And remember to always journey in love.